possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, I'm broadcasting live from WEEI in Boston. Ed, back at the home hub. What's going on with you, Ed?
Not much. Not much. How's things in Boston?
Man, we got in at midnight.
Yeah.
So I don't know yet. I don't know. I haven't seen Boston yet. I saw the hotel that I'm staying in, the Uber ride over here. And this studio, is huge, man. They have like a gazillion studios in here. You're in Studio BC.
Yeah.
And the people who work here, been here for years, are like, I'm not sure what studio that is. And I'm serious. There may be 25 studios in this building.
Wow. Really?
Because they are like, I think, six different stations. It's huge. Yeah. It's huge. Several floors. They have a coffee machine where you could get either the Dunkin' or the Starbucks or a blend of them too, or the two of them.
Yeah, you should do a blog about coffee on the road because this is an issue.
Oh, this is not an issue here.
The bad Keurig with no cups last time. Now you got an outstanding coffee option here.
Oh, this is outstanding, man. Yeah. This is good stuff. You know, but you're in Boston. When you're in Boston, you got to do Dunkin'. I'm going to do Dunkin' anyway because that's just my preference over everything. Dunkin' over all. Starbucks number two. But Dunkin' any day. If there was a Dunkin' and a Starbucks next to one another, I'm going to Dunkin'.
Yeah, but I got Dunkin' this
8 days a week.
Yeah.
8 days a week, I'm going to Dunkin'. But when you're in Boston, you got to do Dunkin', right? Isn't that the thing in Boston? In New England? It's all about Dunkin'.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Whenever Tom Brady did his press conference, there's always that Dunkin' sign behind him. Only reason why I know that, because Tom Brady did a lot of damn press conferences. We had a chance last week to broadcast live from the BMW Championship in Kays Valley, and we both said it. We had our picks, but we both wanted Scottie Scheffler to win because we love dominance. Well, the number one golfer in the world did it again. His 82-foot chip on the 17th basically sealed it for him, and he just roars from behind and wins that one. What another performance. Poor Robert McIntyre. He thought he had it, and he said, no, that was cute. You had it, didn't you? That was cute. Now move over. Let me take this up off you.
Yeah,
what a performance.
Scheffler's just – he's so dominant this year. So dominant as they narrow the field down for the playoffs now. For the FedEx Cup, it's very cool. It really was fun to be out there.
I play golf, but as I told you before, I'm not necessarily a golf watcher.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say this, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think we've seen a performance this dominant since Tiger Woods.
Oh, I've said that before. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. No, I said it on the air. He is like Tiger was when he was just scaring the crap out of everybody. I said there's no red shirt, but Same idea.
I mean, he's just like menacing. I mean, golfers aren't supposed to be intimidating. It's golf. They're not going to hit you with the clubs. But he's pretty intimidating.
It's intimidating. It's just, he's because you could have a 3-stroke lead, a 5-stroke lead. He's just sitting there lurking. And he's going to win.
That's what McIntyre had, a 5-stroke lead.
Yeah, he's going to win. He's going to do it. And he did it. So.
And I hate to bring the show down a little bit, but this happened in your hometown, Ed. 3 people killed, another 8 were wounded, mass shooting in the New York nightclub yesterday morning, gunfires around 3:30 a.m. at the Taste of the City Lounge in Crown Heights, Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Crown Heights really well. Yep.
When just like the crime is starting to, not in a good way, pick up in New York.
What's
going on?
It's been bad. Yeah, what's going on? They undid everything we did. You had all these woke mayors. You know, they really cut the nuts off the police department. And they abandoned a lot of stuff we were doing. And now this is what you get. Like, I don't know what's so hard for people to understand. People are going to carry guns and do stupid things if you don't stay on top of people and make it uncomfortable for them. You know, it's like illegal guns are just, they're everywhere, man. You got to stay on top of this. And the other issue is, you know, New York clubs, you know, bars stay open till 4 o'clock. So people never go home. Because when they close, you go to an after-hours club. So this happened at 3:30 in the morning. Not a big surprise. But it's a terrible, terrible tragedy, though.
But you said something. You used the word comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Law-abiding citizens should be comfortable.
Yes.
Criminals should not be.
That's right.
If you are about to break the law or have a plan to break the law, you should be uncomfortable. You should have to fight through that discomfort to do it anyway.
You should. If you're carrying a gun, you should be your henchman to swivel like, is he a cop? What about him? Oh, I see lights behind. They should all be uncomfortable because you're going to be stopped. This is what has to happen, man. It just does. It's like, and if you tell me that, you know, it's people, you're choosing people. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you kind of like got to expect to be challenged a little bit. Because what are you doing out? Where are you going? You anything you shouldn't have? Well, unusual bulge you got in your sweatpants there.
I'm happy to see you.
At the waistline, though.
That's called policing, folks.
Yeah.
It is. You know how it is. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're walking by yourself, there's something. Why are you walking by yourself at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
It's a group of you, and it looks obvious that you just came from someplace together. Chances are we're going to just keep an eye on you but let you keep it moving. But if you're looking suspicious, walking by yourself at 3:30 in the morning, that does kind of raise my antenna a little bit. Like, dude, why are you by yourself this time of the morning? Just walking the streets. That's not normal. That's not usual. That's not normal behavior. I'm sorry, but people act as if profiling became a bad word because some use profiling negatively.
Well, we know the word racial.
It was abused. Yeah. It was abused.
Yeah.
However, there's good profiling, and that profiling causes you to fight crime.
Yeah.
Because you look at some white dude in a BMW and north of Bitlow and at midnight on a corner just waiting there. Dude, you ain't supposed to be here right now. What are you doing? Why are you here? That's just positive profiling.
Yeah.
So when you stop all of it, then you stop law enforcement.
Macy's profiles. Everybody profiles. That's how I know when the customers are here. What are the busiest days before Christmas? What time do people come in? Oh, we need more people to work then. It's used in every business. Ridiculous.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I like this clock here because it gives me not only the time but seconds, so I know when I got to start rounding it up.
There you go.
I like this, man.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Boston guy, but these people were pretty nice to me.
You know, you feel bad for all the things you said?
No. I didn't say it about them. I said it about their freaking city. I still feel the same way about the city.
I know.
Jim Harbaugh has a 10-year show cause. Is that fair? And I don't mean that fair to him. We'll talk about that at 6:45. But on the other side, we didn't know it, but it ended up being the rookie weekend in Houston for the Birds. Orioles baseball up next on the...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
Scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Fan. Coming up on 6:15 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan, broadcasting live from WEEI in Boston. Ed Norristown and the home front in Baltimore. Ed, what a rookie weekend for the Baltimore Orioles. It started off on Friday. Yep. Little did we know what we were about to encounter the entire weekend. On Friday, Brandon Young pitches a perfect game into the eighth inning before former Oriole Ramon Urias with a swinging bunt. Young picks it up, misplays the ball, infield single, and an error on the throw. He goes to second, but doesn't matter overall. Young pitched a tremendous game, goes eight innings, giving up no runs on one hit, and the Orioles win that one 7-0.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. My best childhood friend, Secret Service agent, we grew up together, went to the gym every day, like 14 through 18, and he lives in Houston now. He was stunned that the Orioles just spanked them all weekend. It was going on about, you know, the rookies and the pitching and all the things we've talked about. It was cool. It was fun. It was fun. Obviously, fun to watch Beavers and Basayo. Awesome. But the pitching, Kramer's is really, really come around. If he could just do away with that Aprils, he'd be awesome.
And then the next night, you talked about Beavers. Dylan Beavers, he gets his Major League debut in the ninth inning of that game. He gets a double, a first in Major League hit. But the pitching was good in that game as well. Garcia was the opener. He had a little rough first inning, giving up two hits. But then comes Cade Povich. He was the bulk guy, as they call him. Five innings, three runs on five hits. And it was a little misleading with his outing because he gave up the two runs in the fourth inning, which was a little rough for him. But other than that, I thought he pitched well along with everybody else.
He did. Yeah, I mean, this has been remarkable. I know we're talking about this series in particular, but over the last, like, two series, three series, the pitching's been really good. It's like, I don't know, it's too little too late, obviously. We're not going anywhere right now. However, it does call it. I think it caused some optimism going into like Sarasota 26, because now you're starting to see like the Orioles look the way we expected them to look at the beginning of the season. You finally get a glimpse of these young guys we've been hearing about, and you finally see them, and they come up, and you know, it was weird. Basayo gets hit by a pitch in his first at bat. You know, interesting. But I mean, they look good, man. The pitching's good. You got so much young talent on the team. See who else returns, and now all of a sudden, look, you may have a rotation, like a real one, that's, you know, going to perform well. Because if they can have the form we've seen now going into next year, like, why not? Why can't this happen?
Of course, and Sam Basayo, as you said, came up. He got hit by the pitch on his first at bat. Came up later, and his final at bat had two RBI single, first hit of his Major League Baseball career. I had a chance to talk to him as well as Dylan Beavers, but they both sit downs with them before mass and before the game. But Sio just seems like he's just been here before. His presence is just real. That RBI, two RBI single of his. Let's not forget about Jordan Westberg, though, his day, four hits, home run, five RBI. I think he just got the Triple P award by the National show before us.
He did, actually, yeah. About a big percentage, you got it.
He's starting to get. I'm telling you, man, he has, 12 home runs, I believe, since he came off the IL. 11 home runs, I think, since coming off the IL. He's just starting to show the power. He's a guy that if he can stay healthy, and he gets those hustle injuries, he needs to learn how sometimes to dial it back. And I think he dove head first maybe a week or so ago, and he said to one of the reporters, sometimes the game dictates whether you do it. And I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. Yeah, not really. You know, you have to protect yourself and understand what this team is with you in the lineup and what it is without you in the lineup.
Yeah, and he looked good as soon as he came back. It didn't take him weeks to ease into form. As soon as he came back, he looked good. And obviously, he was, you know, incredible this weekend.
Five RBI yesterday as the Orioles beat the Astros 12-0. And And you look at that lineup, man. Jackson Holiday, Westberg, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Kowser, Basayo, Mayo, Beavers. That's exactly what you want moving forward, as you said. But there's a young man in this lineup yesterday that people are starting to look at a little bit, and that's Jeremiah Jackson. Someone in the organization said to me that Jeremiah Jackson could be your next Ramon Arias, and maybe even a step higher. And this is why they said a step higher. He can play the infield. He is an infielder. He came in late in the game to play third base. But he's learning to play the outfield as well. He already has an outfield assist. Mm-hmm. If he's a guy that can play the infield and outfield and hit and with speed, that's a heck of a utility, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be awesome.
Three hits yesterday.
Yeah. We didn't talk about Brandon Young at the length. Brandon Young.
Yeah.
That was just incredible.
And he needed that because you got some guys coming back. Brad is coming back. He'll probably get one more start, Brandon Young, before he's probably out of the rotation. Cade Povich's body of work is better than Brandon Young's. Brandon Young had that near-perfect game. But if you look at the body of work compared to Cade Povich, Cade Povich is probably going to earn that spot in the rotation moving forward down the stretch this year. Now, there'll probably be some competition maybe next year in spring training. But I think for right now, Cade Povich is probably going to be that other guy once Kyle Bradish comes back.
Yeah, probably. But that was just a really impressive outing. It's too bad he didn't get, the prize at the end, but happens.
Picked up his first major league win, and that's important.
Yep.
He's from, about an hour and a half outside of Houston, the place called Lumberton, Texas. Mm-hmm. Had a chance to interview his parents during the game. They were here. They were excited. Dad didn't want to be on camera.
All right.
Mom was super, super excited about it. It's just to see that kind of emotion from parents because, we're parents. To see your kid succeed on that high level. He had a gazillion people in the stands. Also, again, they planned to get there when they heard that he was getting a start. I thought it was great. That's just the stuff that's a Disney movie. The park that you grew up in, he grew up a Houston Astros fan.
Sure.
He said he grew up sitting there watching the Astros, and then to get the start of the first game of the series, have your family and friends, and then you're in the eighth inning of a perfect game. You pitch eight, giving up no runs, just the one hit. That's some Disney movie stuff.
It is. I mean, when you see these things and you say Disney movie stuff, it is. And watching the parents get excited. I had this kind of conversation with Steve Mountcastle. We were sitting in Florida just having beers and lunch and stuff. I was talking about Ryan Mountcastle, and he told me, it was like playing it down. I said, listen, my son played Little League Baseball. He's not playing for the Orioles right now. It's a very cool thing. He goes, yeah, I know. It's like, because it's just, think about it. They all start off the same.
Yeah.
You're playing Little League Baseball, then maybe high school baseball, then, you go to college, you go to the minors if you're lucky and you're really talented, and then you get your break and come up like this. It's awesome.
And speaking of Ryan Mountcastle, unfortunately, he might be the odd man out in all this.
Probably. He may be. Yeah, very much.
Because right now they've already said Kobe Mayo is going to play first base. When he doesn't play first base, it'll be Samuel Basayo.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, well, when he's not playing first base, Basayo, he's going to be the DH. When he's catching, it's probably Adley Rutschman. So you start doing the math. And if I'm not mistaken, Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't Mountcastle the only position player that didn't play yesterday?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, so, it's starting to look like that, he's going to be the odd man out in all of this. Maybe, I'm thinking probably non-tendered in the offseason and left to be a free agent, which is sad because, he was part of the turnaround.
Yes.
And that's just how an example of how the organization grows. I'm not in favor of him being the odd man out. I'm just giving you the observation. He's probably
No, I agree. I understand. I feel the same way. It's just... it's the business of baseball, sadly. There's a lot of guys I like to see here that aren't here now.
We're giving shovels at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, the Ravens preseason game number 2, beatdown of the Dallas Cowboys. Your takeaways from preseason game number 2. Want to hear from you also, 410-583-1057. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
On the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, my man Ben Hall sitting in for Joe. Baltimore Ravens went to Dallas and kicked their teeth in. I know it's a preseason game, but whenever you kick Dallas's teeth in, it's a good day.
Yeah.
We want to start off by talking about our kicker, Ed.
Yeah. Yeah, he had quite the day. I hope that allays a lot of people's fears about the season because, first of all, I don't want to rely on our kicker to win us a Super Bowl. But it was nice to see him have, you know, success. Because, I mean, everybody, you heard the callers, like, you know, he missed the field goal, but then he went further out and he made the next one. And so it's kind of like people are up and down about him. But the fact is, I mean, I think he's, you know, got to prove what he can do. I mean, he's 5 of 6.
5 of 6.
5 of 6 with a 53-yarder, you know.
Let me just say it with you. I don't want him to attempt 6 field goals again in a game.
No.
But... if he does, let him have this kind of day. Yeah. All right. 53-yarder was the longest.
Yeah.
It's 17 points out of the 30. It more than half the points.
Yeah, he did.
I don't like that, but I'll take it.
Yeah. But it's nice to know, and I'm sure it's good for his confidence because totally different. You know, it's totally different than what, you know, what people were expecting. And again, as you've mentioned this numerous times, he's not replacing Hall of Fame Justin Tucker.
No, he's not.
He's replacing next to the bottom in field goal percentage Justin Tucker.
He's replacing 2024 Tucker.
Yes. So very different.
Now, you know, out of the special teams, you know to me what's even more important than the kicker is?
Kick returner?
The punter. The punter.
Yeah.
The punter helps out the defense. The punter helps out the offense. Can we not ignore what Jordan Stout is doing right now? He averaged 56 yards a punt.
Yeah.
Both of his punts were inside the 20.
Yeah, both of them, yes.
Can we please? To me, I celebrate the punters, man, because they're the ones that control. They flip the field for you.
Yeah.
They keep the defense in good position.
Catch
when
out
the
of
offense.
A hole if you're
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Jordan Stout, what a game. And it's not like, well, that's because he boomed one. Well, let's do the math here. His longest was 56.
57. And his 57. Average was 56.
So I guess the other one was what, 55?
Yeah. Yes.
So it's not like one kick did it all for him.
No.
You know, he had a great game, and he had a good game the first game. I love the guy. 410-583-1057 is the number. Who else stood out to you, Ed?
Oh, well, for me, I think the people that stood out were the ones I was kind of looking for. And you'll be surprised because they weren't running backs.
Okay.
No,
cool.
Not this time.
Now, we'll talk about those running backs at 8 o'clock, though. But go ahead.
Yes. But Tez Walker, for me, is one because I like him a lot, and he had a nice day. You know, 6 receptions and 8 targets. But who I really had an eye on was Anthony Miller.
Okay.
Because I watched him at camp. I watched him at the joint practice. He can play football. He really can. And he had... 4 receptions for 55 yards. He had a 25-yard. He averaged 13.8. I really like him. I don't know where he's going to fit. You know, he's another, you know, 5'11", 195 kind of guy. But I do like him. I really do. And I saw him make some really difficult catch. He made like an, you know, Odell Beckham kind of catch, you know, one day, you know, when I was out there. Like just one-handed, twisting, falling to the sidelines, brings it in. I was like, damn. He can catch. And he had a nice day. So that's kind of who I was looking at.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go out to Baltimore and get Larry. What's up, Larry?
Morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How you doing, man?
I'm saying, you know, everybody's trying to save the Ravens' weakness. But we just got to sit back and enjoy it. This team has no weaknesses. Only thing I'm worried about not winning the Super Bowl. I can only see one team really could beat them, probably the Eagles. Detroit, Green Bay, all of them, they ain't no good. Buffalo overrated. Kansas City done. It's the Ravens' year. Y'all have a nice day.
All right.
A lot of people have been calling Kansas City done for a couple of years. Ed Norris did that.
I've been doing it for years. They've been done every year in my eyes. I'm going to get it right one day, because one day they will be.
Two things Ed remains consistent with. This is the year the Chargers, and this is the year that the Chiefs are done. That's the two things.
I'm sticking with it this year.
By the way, Larry, I disagree with you. The Ravens have one gaping weakness, one huge weakness. You know what it is, Ed? The postseason. Yes. The postseason.
I know.
That's their weakness. So, I mean, they have one huge weakness.
Yeah.
It's called January.
Yeah.
You know, so until they get over that weakness, and you can hate me if you want. I don't care. Look at the facts.
Mm-hmm.
If I heard the – what's the national – Ben, what's the national guy's name before us?
Pat Boyle.
Pat Boyle. I was forced to listen to him today because I don't have the options, the monitors in right. the studio. And he was right. You know, someone was calling in talking about the Ravens. He said, look, man, Lamar's sensational. But you cannot ignore his postseason. Regular season Lamar has to go across over to postseason Lamar. And before you tell me, well, he wasn't making all the mistakes, it's not about mistakes. How many times has Lamar carried his team to wins in the regular season? He has to do the same. He has to not be the guy that's not making mistakes, but he has to be the guy that dominates the game and wins the game like he does 1 through 17.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, we haven't seen that guy in the postseason. He was beating up Lamar about his turnovers in the postseason. I'm sure you heard if you listened, but that's what he was doing.
Was that harsh or factual?
No, it's it's factual. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's I don't want it to be true, but it's true.
Yeah,
and I mean we can't ignore that. He turns the ball over in the he threw an interception in the postseason that he would never throw in the regular season. Never. Those things can't happen. He is the best player on the field. He's the most dominant player on the field. He has to be that in the postseason. He has to be the most he has to, when all else fails, win the game, just like he does 1 through 17. How many times has he done it? He's done it over and over again. And I know the drop two-point conversion at the end of the game. Yes, mm-hmm. I know that. There are a lot of people, unfortunately, that's why I say the team's weakness is January. Because every year there are a lot of people who contribute to their early exits in the postseason.
Yeah, they've kind of spread the ball around there, honestly. I mean, you can point to Lamar with a couple turnovers. You can talk to, point to, obviously, Mark Andrews. It depends. They've been coaching blunders where you kind of scratch your head. And we have times when, they shut the Chiefs out in the second half and they don't.
It's a joint effort.
Yeah, I mean, everybody kind of chips in on these things. So, yeah.
Hey, Ed.
Uh-huh.
My buddy, Mark Healy, he has a word. When things happen, he said it's called unsettling. When he's uncomfortable about something.
Yes.
I have a picture that was sent to me that's quite unsettling.
Did Jeremy send it?
No, Rashawn did.
Oh. Well, I expect one.
It's not just the picture, it's what it says. It's a picture of Cooper Rush and Dak Prescott embracing one another at midfield.
Oh, yeah.
But he wrote, this pic almost brought tears to my eyes.
Oh, Jesus. It was.
Unsettling. Yeah. Rashawn also told me that he was quitting the Cowboys after this year.
I heard him say that. Yeah, he's retiring, I guess.
He said quitting. He said,
I know.
I heard that line in Brokeback Mountain. Why can't I quit?
Why can't I quit you?
Yeah. No, I didn't put that movie out there, Rashawn, by accident. No, I didn't.
No, it was definitely not.
That was intentional. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're giving out shovels at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, should a college football coach be able to leave a college in a bad situation to bolt to the NFL for a better situation for himself? That's what just happened. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:47 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris in Baltimore, Rob Long in Boston. Part of the Orioles' quick two-game series here against the Red Sox. The Jimmy Fund telethon is going on right now, too. So hats off to the people at WEEI because they are extremely busy and still they made way for me to be here in these studios. Jim Harbaugh was the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines just a couple of years ago, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, the team was under investigation. The program was under investigation for its sign-stealing scandal. A guy by the last name of Stallion, Connor Stallion, actually, was a staffer. And he was seen on sidelines and hiding and incognito and all those things. And basically, the infractions committee decided the penalty for the Michigan Wolverines was a three-game suspension for their head coach, Sherron Moore, which included a two-game self-imposed suspension this season and one game for next year. Michigan Athletic Department was slapped with enormous fines, including losses of postseason revenue for the next two seasons. That's big. That is huge. And the NCAA announced Friday that its decision on the illegal scouting sign-stealing case that focused formerly on Connor Stallion. So, loss of money, suspension by the for the head coach, and a 10-year show cause on Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Meaning, for those who don't know about that, a college program cannot hire him for 10 years unless they show cause.
It's different than a legal show cause. It's exclusive to the NCAA.
Right.
When they said show cause. So, yeah. So, you know, whatever. It's like, he's coaching the Chargers now. He's fine.
And that's the problem. That's the problem that I have. You able to set a fire and just walk away, and your response to this is, I'm not engaging. I mean, I don't know. And I know you can't, the NFL can't just say, well, you know, well, you did that there, so we're going to punish you as well. But to me, it just seems you leave that program with that, and you got no comment. You have there's no punishment for you whatsoever. Only that you can't come back and coach college football unless a program shows cause for it.
Yep.
I think there's something wrong with that.
I don't care. I mean, it probably is, but college football is it's been this way for a long time. I believe everybody does the same thing they did, which doesn't excuse it, because it's like, you know, everybody speeds, but you got caught and all that. I don't know. The only thing I'm really happy about that they got right is they didn't vacate the title, because then you're punishing the kids and the athletes. And if they have and they have nothing to do with this, so why would you take a national championship away from the student athletes? And I'm glad that didn't happen, because you know the university got hit hard. They got like a $20 million fine
for Jim Harbaugh's what happened on his watch.
Yeah,
they got a $20 million fine and he pays absolutely nothing. That's the I have a problem with that. You pay absolutely nothing. It's okay. You did it. You get the bolt. Life goes on for you. There are no repercussions. You keep your NCAA title. You keep your money. You keep everything. Meanwhile, the University of Michigan, you know, the president didn't know about this. I don't know if the athletic director knew about it. I mean, this is something that you orchestrated, yet you suffer no consequences. I got a problem with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll just say it came down. It's like, yeah. So, I'm just so nonplussed by the stuff that comes down from the NCAA because they don't do this. They've never done it. And they continue. And these things happen. It seems like they happen every season to somebody. There's always some kind of scandal.
Really?
Yeah.
Like this?
This is the least of them. I mean, you've had rape scandals and, you know, bad doctors and teams pulling all kinds of crap. And what happened with the Louisville years ago. I mean, there's been so many. This is a cheating scandal.
Who doesn't suffer the consequences for those, though?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I agree with you, but people suffer consequences for those. Not just the institution. The people involved in that suffers the consequences. Mm-hmm. Jim Harbaugh he gets away scot-free.
Well, let me ask you this. We've had the same thing happen in the NFL. What was the punishment for the Patriots? Nothing. Nothing.
Patriots didn't have a punishment?
Michigan's getting punished.
Patriots didn't have a punishment at all? I don't remember. I know the New Orleans Saints had the bounty gate. There was a harsh punishment for that. I got to be honest with you. I don't remember what the Patriots' punishment was. Wasn't it draft picks or something? Didn't they lose draft picks?
Probably, because that's the NFL's, you know,
yeah, that's,
draconian penalty.
Yeah, that's huge.
Well, I mean,
that's,
let's see here.
You know, Bill Belichick wasn't able to leave and go. If he had left and gone to another team, you know, there'd have been some kind of penalty.
He was able to stay and coach. It's like, that's even worse. He stayed with the team.
But they suffered consequences. I'm not asking for him to
the
never
team
coach
got fired
again.
$250,000 in the first-round draft pick.
First-round draft pick. Yeah. That to me is for what is this, the ball deflating incident?
No, this was Spygate. I'm trying
Spygate.
To make it, I'm making it, I'm okay. trying to make it the same as Michigan's.
That to me is you know, you lose a first-round draft pick in the NFL?
Yeah.
That's a heavy consequence.
You don't think a $20 million penalty is a heavy penalty to the university?
But the coach who orchestrated it gets away scot-free.
So did Belichick.
No, he was still coaching there and lost the draft pick. He didn't get away scot-free.
Get out of here.
He didn't leave.
He stayed with the team.
I'm not saying that Jim Harbaugh should not be able to coach again. I'm just saying for him to be able to leave and, okay, I did this. Now let me go away and there are no consequences. I don't think that's right. He gets the boat. Meanwhile, this program pays how much money? What's the fine? We don't even know the
Michigan?
Monetary fine. Yeah.
$20 million was what I read.
$20 million.
$20 million. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And then let's see. Belichick won 3 Super Bowls after that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, Jim Harbaugh is going to win a lot of games.
But not with Michigan.
Because, you know why? Because, and I, you know, this is why I wish Jeremy was here, because he always beats up on Pete Carroll for leaving the scene of the crime. This is the epitome of leaving the scene of the crime. Lane, he knew this was coming down. So let me book.
Yeah, Pete Carroll, Lane Kiffin.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Let me leave it. Let me leave you with this. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the fan. And I like Jim Harbaugh. This is not me. I like Jim Harbaugh. I think Jim Harbaugh is an impactful coach. And Jim Harbaugh takes over an organization or program, you know, whatever they did before him, they're going to do better with him. So I like him. I just don't like the way he's a 10-year show cause. Come on, dude. Jim Harbaugh's not going to leave the Chargers and want to go back to coach.
No. I mean, no. And frankly, if he did, listen, you want to hear a prediction? I bet you John Gruden gets back into college coaching. I bet you he does. But he's not going back to the NFL because the whole, you know, racial email thing, the whole thing he did. But I would bet, because he's sniffing around the SEC now. He wants to coach Georgia. He might, but he may not get Georgia. But I'll tell you what, he may get a Colorado-level school one of these days. I bet you he ends up back in there, because these guys just always do.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, if you're good with the X's and O's in recruiting, no one cares. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Ryan Ripken joins us at 745, but on the other side, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, well, I was going to give it to the NCAA. We kind of beat that to death, but I think I'm still going to do it because this is a big deal. So I'm going to give it to the NCAA and why do they still exist?
I'm with you. Now that we agree on that, wait a minute. We forgot the back part of this. Michigan is going to appeal this.
Yes.
If they win the appeal, that's the last tooth of the NCAA. Shovels up next on the fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.